Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Carrie, I've heard so much about you, and I'm so glad that you're here, mostly so we can talk shit about Dan Diaco when he's not here. No, I'm kidding. I'm half kidding. I'm 60% kidding. But
nah, you might be more like 20% kidding.
Yeah, but Tara was hyping you up, man. She was like, you got to meet this chick. She's this down-ass chick. She's awesome, blah, blah. You know, you don't have to have Dan take off your mustache anymore.
That's right.
Ask this chick. She'll do it for you. She's super cool. But what is it like working with and for Dan Diaco? Because I work with Dan Diaco, and that's hard enough. But to work for him, if he was my boss, I just imagine it would be unbearable.
Before you answer, that's interesting. You both work with him, technically.
Right.
So this really should be your podcast and her podcast, and I should just be a spectator. By the way, Carrie, we need to plug you, girl, because people do not realize all of the resources and services that you do that aren't necessarily aggressive or surgical.
Invasive.
Right. And so many people think when they hear of injections or injectables or a plastic surgeon, it's intimidating. So obviously, I can't believe I just said Anna. Oh my God.
Honest question. Tara.
Exactly. There you go. There you go.
You're good.
Honest question is way more important because I want to know what it's like working for Dan. But I do want to get into that because I have some questions.
I will say that working for Dan is the biggest word I could think of is entertaining.
Okay.
I'm completely entertained.
Okay. Never a dull moment around him.
Never a dull moment. And I'm originally from Nashville, and I moved here 2 years ago.
I can
ago.
Hear the accent a little bit. It's cute. It's super cute.
I find that I can hear it in myself even more since moving to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, this like, you know, extra like slang comes out, and it's like, what did I just say? Like, where'd that come from? But I hear the extra country in there. Uh-huh. But I'll tell you now, I use it towards my benefit.
Of course. You know, and what are those benefits? People just, they ask you where you're from. It's a good conversation starter.
I feel like maybe people that live in New York or have that accent, mm-hmm. or, you know, that delivery. And like, even if like Dan gets angry and throws a fit at work, then I can just pull that accent like, oh my God, are you okay?
Oh, I love it. It sounds so sweet.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, oh, okay. And then, you know,
it's very charming. Yeah.
Yes. Charming.
Yes. It's very charming. It'd be a lot worse if you were like from Jersey or something.
Yeah,
that'd
like,
probably
what's
turn
the
it
problem?
Up. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's
you're from Bahaba.
So have you ever seen Dan in a freak out? Because he was actually talking about it, I think, yesterday on the show. I call it Dan Rage. When things do not go his way. Where he's bitched out a few pharmacists before and people he's worked with and anesthesiologists. And he'll tell us about these like epic tales of Dan Rage. Have you ever seen it in action?
You know, working in the office, it's definitely a lot, you know, a lot
more mellow
patients in there. And so if I was in a room with a patient, I have heard maybe in the hallway some things being thrown or not sure. But we got to get Katie, his surgical tech, on here because now that girl has some freaking stories.
He's mentioned her before.
Oh, she's awesome. And she can definitely give you some stories in the surgery room because that's where... Mm-hmm. The magic happens.
That's where the pressure is high, tension is high.
Yeah, that's his stage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that is his stage. Mm-hmm. And think about it. When you're behind closed doors and your patient is totally under anesthesia and, you know, shit goes wrong, I would love to hear. I mean, that would actually be interesting, too.
Yeah.
Oh, tales of Dan in the ER.
Oh,
we
yes.
need to have her. We need to have her on. Maybe both of you guys at the same time. So
that's
you
what
know,
we
you
were
can,
thinking.
It can escalate quickly.
She's here. She's down.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. What are the most common procedures or fix-ups that people are doing now?
Because, Carrie, you're a nurse. You're an RN.
Yeah, I'm a cosmetic nurse. I'm an RN. And then I'm also extra board certified in aesthetics and plastic surgery. So I'm a certified aesthetic nurse specialist.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. So after so many years of practicing, I've been in this industry for over 20 years. After so long of having so many hours and kind of finding your niche, you can actually take an extra set of boards. And I chose aesthetics. And then there's also one of plastic surgery, too, as a nurse. And even if you're in any other area of the hospital, you can, you know, kind of niche in that. And then you're more of an expert in that area. So, yeah, I took an extra set of boards on Botox, basically. So I was like, I fucking cannot fail this. I cannot get test anxiety. You know, like this is what, like, this is like my favorite passion in the world. But I'm on the non-surgical side. And then I also cross over to surgical, being able to, you know, listen to the patient and give the consult and being just pretty much blunt with the patient and with the type of results that they are expecting and what non-surgical can give. And is that good enough if their situation
is more
really
severe?
Is like hereditary you know, a loss of like extra skin where they're like, you know, I want to look like this. And then you're like, maybe like this. And then you just can tell if they're going to be more of that patient that is going to be happier with, you know, a quicker solution and not the non-surgical solution, which can take, you know, several sessions and visits and then cross over. And then you're working with a plastic surgeon.
Right.
And luckily in my career, I've only worked with the best surgeons in their niche. So I worked with the body and boob guy in Nashville for over 15 years. And then now I'm with another doctor still there. He's the rhinoplasty god there. But ironically, I got to, you know, work with Dr. Diaco, who is, I mean, his body work is insane.
Right.
So
yeah, he's very, very talented.
Insane.
I mean, listen, we bust his balls. He's like a brother to me. I've known him for 20 years, but he is by far probably one of the most talented plastic surgeons in the state.
Hands of an angel.
I mean, he really, really,
you know that, you know,
is
that big ogre you met, that Lummy guy?
Oh yes.
He had a big gash across his face and he got stitched up in the ER. He had like 9 stitches like Frankenstein, and Dan went in there and opened it back up and did like 49 baby stitches and no scar.
Yeah, for the scar.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, yeah, we do talk a lot of shit you know, on Dan, but he's good at what he does for sure.
He's very talented.
He's good at what
he does. Patients love him.
Yeah,
they do. They love him. And even if it's not a service or a surgery that he, you know, probably performs all the time, they're like, well, can you figure it out and do it on me? Like,
wow.
These people are loyal. A lot of them are fans of the show.
Oh, Bob Army.
And,
okay.
You
that
know,
makes sense.
Whether it's like their husband listens and they're like, husband's like, well, if you want some, you know, boobs, then you're going to get got Diaco's because I listen to him on the radio and
that's
this
right.
is that, this. So it's very cool. I mean, he's very respected in that matter. I mean, his patients are, I mean, like, there's a lot of them. He is busy and they are loyal.
Yeah. I know that with like, when people go to cosmetology school and they start like learning stuff with hair dye, they start doing a lot of stuff on themselves.
Oh, right.
It's what I realized. I wonder, is it the same for you? Like when something new is coming in, you're just like trying it on yourself. And what have you tried that's new that like the people got to know about?
Okay. Oh, well, I'm a walking fucking menu.
Surgical, I love it. I love it.
Surgical and non. But you're right. They should be because, you know, if you're going to see someone for your treatments and they look ridiculous because they have an arsenal of stuff and they're doing so much stuff on themselves, I think that's also a telltale of like, you know, do I really want the person doing work on me too?
Mm-hmm. If they look like the Joker from Batman and have all that
like
shit going on.
It's like going to get your hair done and the girl does not, I've never had a haircut or had her hair dyed.
Right,
like,
right.
Do you really want her doing
No, I don't.
You? I,
mean, right.
you want, I want my girl's hair to be like.
On point.
I mean like Instagram worthy.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And so, no, I definitely, I do everything, every treatment I have offered, I have tried, and I only offer treatments that I know that impress the hell out of me, that work and that are definitely, you know, worth the money and that they're attainable, you know? I would say, gosh, there's a lot of new shit coming out and there's a lot
oh,
of new
so
stuff that is, you know,
cutting
here.
Edge. Yeah.
I would say one of my... two. So one for body, there's a treatment that actually you inject in the dimples of your cellulite and it's an enzyme that breaks down the fibers that make the cellulite and it completely, and it's said to be permanent. It hasn't been out long enough to say, oh yeah, that's like never came back again. but my God, does it work. It's called Qwo. Q-W-O.
Okay.
Only select people have it in the States, and I have tried it.
Okay.
And there is a little bit of downtime as far as bruising, but after one treatment, I mean, it is hard to impress me, and I suffer from cellulite. I mean,
and cellulite's like
99% of women do. I got the TruSculpt done twice, and I was impressed by that. It took about like a month for me to see like any results,
yes.
but it was like significant for
it,
sure. And I'll
works.
Definitely
and
do it again.
It also works. And it actually, I will say this, that in over 20 years, the TruSculpt ID machine
uh-huh.
that he has at the office,
yeah.
because I didn't have this treatment. I had the sister to the treatment at my office in Nashville. So using this one for fat I was a little like skeptical because, you know, you want to make sure that's going to work. Cause that's a big purchase for someone.
Uh-huh.
It is the only machine that I have worked with that it is so freaking consistent and really changes the shape and contour of your body. And every body part that you're treating reacts a little differently. So your inner thighs, where mm-hmm. you saw the results
yeah.
pretty quickly, because the tissue is a lot, it's not as visceral. Like if you're doing like outer hips or
right.
like a thicker stomach. So the inner thighs, that treatment works really quickly, and it works. I haven't seen it not work on anyone,
uh-huh.
but and surgery wise, I know that it's tough to do a lot of lipo on the inner thighs because of just the skin there and the tissue.
Okay.
So the TruSculpt is an amazing treatment for that body part, but submental, like we did Tara's, and it is, I mean, they'll start seeing results within, I mean, I'm already seeing her
That's
results.
A gobbler.
And
That's
within
a gob.
How many, like, days you'll start seeing?
You
Maybe
know,
weeks?
Some people, for example, like, I'm kind of one of them in a way where I'm like, I feel it being, like, tighter. So I feel like, I'm like, oh, it's working, you know?
Right.
And I'll get people all excited about it. But I'm like, but you know, it's hard to impress some people. And
uh-huh.
everybody has their, you know, just...
Expectation
yeah. of what 25% results are. So using the Qwo, like the way I was talking about the injections with Qwo, and then a body radio frequency device called like the TruSculpt in combination, man, the magic really happens.
Really? Okay.
Because yeah, you're targeting, you know, the fat and skin tightening, where something as just annoying as cellulite is,
uh-huh.
a shot can make that filtered where you can't always get that from a machine.
What do you combo, think is more?
Yeah, okay,
combo,
so it's a combo.
I'm a big, I've always been a big combination therapy girl when I'm doing treatments on patients, which is why their results are usually so good. But I feel like now you're hearing more of people talk or like, you know, people talk about more doing combination therapy like it's a new thing.
Mm.
But, you know, it's using knowing the science behind the machines and what the results are, and someone just like myself, where I'm like, ooh, that's what you can do with a microneedling device. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put it with that peel.
Right.
And then it's like, wow, that really made a difference in that patient's pores and my pores. And so I've always been a big combination therapy mm-hmm. girl, but I like a lot of shit.
What do you think is more effective just on its own, the TruSculpt or the Qwo? If you were to just choose
doing
one.
Two different things.
Yeah. Okay.
They're both just
so now I want
spectacular
to do the
and like because it only you could only inject Qwo in a dimple of a cellulite.
So is it one shot per dimple?
It's like a little Botox shot. It's what
oh,
it feels like.
Okay.
And then yeah, it's just directed a little different, like where the bands go. So it's super quick.
Okay.
Like super quick. You just have some bruising
mm-hmm.
afterwards that can last a couple of weeks, and then you do three treatments of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to do. I would say, I guess in Florida, you know, when you're wearing more jeans,
sure,
here.
Winter time. The 12 days it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Nashville, I already started it because
okay.
it's you know. The leaves are changing. I've already lit my pumpkin candle, and Nashville's different than here.
Wait, but so. you're from Nashville, but you live here now, right?
Yeah, I live here
oh,
now.
Okay,
I moved here for my husband's job. He's a dermatologist. And
oh,
then
nice.
I still fly home to work in Nashville. So I have patients I've had for 20 years, and I treat a lot of country music singers and celebrities. So
cute.
I fly
cool.
home there, and I wasn't ready to give that up. And ironically, Tampa and Nashville are so syndicated
mm-hmm.
that it has just been like a whole nother expansion for mm-hmm. me, you know, even with just the aesthetics and surgery and the way that patients demand different body treatments here. Because in Nashville, from the tits up, we got it going on. But, you know, below that, we will course
yeah,
that shit and eat biscuits all day long.
That's a great question. So compared to treatment-wise yeah. from Tampa to Nashville, what is the biggest difference you see in your patients and what you're treating?
They don't match. So the biggest thing that I saw, or I saw when I first or came to more to Florida, is that from the chest up, they don't match. I mean, these bodies I've seen in Florida are like, you could study them. I'm just like staring. Cause I'm like, how did that snatch? And I mean, like, I'm just staring, but from here up, train wreck. I mean, they're not matching.
Okay.
So like sun damage and, you know, just skin concerns and just, you know,
check.
Skin that's been in a lot of like
check. Check.
Yeah. So I want everything to match.
So people are more body focused in Florida, which makes sense because it's a coastal city, Tampa versus Nashville,
it's definitely like southern. Like from here up, we got it going on. Uh-huh. I mean,
but tits down, we got some issues.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. So it upped my game in the aesthetic industry, bringing the knowledge I've learned from just working with, you know, Dan, and then seeing what I'm seeing in the different surgical treatments and options and body devices. So I'm bringing that knowledge back to Nashville, and it upped my game. And then vice versa, everything I've done and learned and continue to learn, because I'm always doing seminars and new things and for new treatments and all that. Well, it's like, you know, I'm helping that more out here, because I find that laser world here for aggressive lasers is not as it's popular, but it only could be popular certain times of the year just because of the sun exposure. Uh-huh. And so I feel like the knowledge and like the hand holding you would have to give some patients from the nursing point of view. I was a trainer for a laser company for a while. So when I saw that they needed that help more at the office, I was like, oh, I can help. I can help with the laser.
How long have you
more.
Worked for Dan? How long have you been here?
I started with, they found me because I.
Oh, they found you.
Yeah. Nice. I was, when we moved here, I was still going back to Nashville to work. And I was like, you know. Okay, I'll be a doctor's wife for a minute. But then after a while, I was like, I'm fucking bored. Like, no.
Yeah.
And I was meeting friends, and they were like, Carrie, I want you to do treatments on me. I want this product. I want to do this. I'm like, oh, I don't have.
Here in Tampa?
Yeah. And
okay.
You don't have access to any.
I looked around.
Equipment.
I was like, why are things a little bit outdated? Like, where is the places? So I did interview with a couple of plastic surgeons, and honestly, the role for a nurse here is different than, I guess, the role of a nurse in Nashville. So they're like, you know, oh, you can do post-op, you can cross over cell for surgery, you can assist in surgical procedures, you can do aesthetics, skin treatments, skin care, and injectables, and everything. You can do all that. I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, I don't know what to do with you. So after being told no, and I'm never told no, I was like, fuck all y'all. Go be ugly. I was so mad.
Go be ugly.
Fuck all y'all. Go be ugly. Yeah, so that's my new line.
I kind of like let it go. And then right before COVID, so last February, one of the implant reps, I guess, followed me on social media on Instagram and said, hey, if you're looking for someone for the non-surgical side, you should look at this girl. And then they emailed me. And so I got back from Nashville and I came to the interview, and I was like, okay, well, let's see how this works. And I've heard of Dr. Diaco, and I've seen the name like around, I guess, from like the law.
God, Diaco.
But I was
Diaco
new.
Law.
I lived at the time right beside his office, but there was a for lease sign in the office.
Okay.
And I thought that maybe they were at another location. Like I said, I was new to the area, so I wasn't familiar. Anyway, but they were there, and I walked in, and his brother, who's I think been on
Jay?
The show, Steven.
Steven, okay.
Steven's on the show, and Jay.
Yeah.
He, I love some
it's a family
Steven,
affair.
So he interviewed me, and he was like talking, and I was like listening. And then Dan came in. He was like, fuck, 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 like throwing shit and everything. Walking,
that's Dan. That makes sense. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's fine. He's fine. It's just a minute. That's just how he is. And I was like, what's his birthday? And they were like, oh, June. I was like, he's a Gemini. I get it. I'm a Gemini. I could totally tell. Like, it's like, no, it was
well, he didn't even know you. He didn't even know you. And he walked in the office just dropping F-bombs.
It was an interview, right?
Yeah, I didn't care. And I sat back and they were like, okay, so would you like to say, do you want this position? And I was like, are y'all the mafia? And they were like, yeah, we're the good ones. I was like, I'll take it. I'm entertained.
Oh my God.
Are y'all the mafia?
I love that little accent. How cute. Are
it
y'all
is
the mafia?
So cute. And I've heard that you've also had radio experience as well.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. You worked with Bobby Bones?
Yeah. So his sidekick, Radio Amy, is one of my clients, and her podcast launched a couple of years ago, and she asked me to be the beauty girl on there. So we do, we podcast as much as we can. We haven't in a couple of months, but we're rescheduled for October. And then her friend Kelly Henderson at Velvet's Edge, I podcast with her too. And so, I'm trying to think of a couple of, I've been a guest on a couple of other ones, but that's primarily, the ones I've been on. And then ironically, the Bobby Bones show is syndicated in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
So the patients that I have accrued have been fans of Radio Amy and the show. And of course, country music, because I love country music too. And they're like, oh my gosh, I know her from, social media, and that's Amy's girl. And then they would come see me in the office here if they lived here.
That is awesome.
And then, yeah. So in Tampa is like, you got Clearwater, St. Pete's, mm-hmm. and all the places. And if you go 45 minutes outside of Nashville, I mean, people don't have teeth. So that's like, you just stay there.
And get her done.
I know, right?
Do they have Bubba Army shirts, though? I bet they do.
No, but they should.
They should. Yeah,
that's
they should.
The demo.
If you go 45 minutes outside of Nashville, they don't have teeth.
That could
be the best line of the night.
This is probably just like, this is such an unoriginal question, but I feel like you have so much knowledge and I just want to pick your brain.
I know. That's about, how like, I was when I first met
her. But with like beauty tips, and I'm not the beauty girl, but like if you have like a few beauty tips that you have for people, and it doesn't even have to be like getting work done, but just simple stuff like, like sunscreen and stuff like that, or maybe things that are a little offbeat that you wouldn't really think of. Like, what is the best thing that you can do to stay youthful? Like, obviously, like don't smoke and
wash your face.
Yes, okay.
Those are obvious ones.
Okay.
Something new that I found that actually is a game changer for me is eye drops that make your eyes super clear and white. And it's called Lumify.
Yeah, I use those.
You do?
Yeah, shit. I use them because okay. I have allergies so bad. So my eyes, when I wear eye makeup, they're always red. So I use them all the time.
It's a newer drop.
It's new. It's really expensive.
It's 8 hours. And I promise, ever since I've been using a drop in the morning, because I'm a Visine girl. I just like, my eyes get dry. Like,
do you have contacts or anything?
No, contacts. I don't even have lash extensions right now. Like I don't know. And I've gotten more compliments. And I can tell that when I look in the mirror, like my eyes are just so much more white.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
they
as we
work.
Get older, they start to change. They get a little bit
like red and kind of like
yellowy.
Yellow
and red. Not that I have jaundice. I probably do because I love Tito's. But that is like little. So that's something.
I didn't
that,
even think about eyes.
Yeah. Eyes. And I always think like bleaching your teeth. Those are
that's is that okay for your enamel, because I feel like I did it for years and but maybe my teeth are just like made out of cheese, like I think I just have bad genetics. Honestly,
great
I do
teeth.
They look nice on the outside, but on the inside, like not so great. I just have like weak enamel, but is that harmful for the teeth at all?
I'm not a dentist, but I know it burns and it's cold.
Yeah, you
and,
could,
and
yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I'm sure I'm fucking up my teeth. But I
right.
just want them white.
Yeah,
I
same
know.
Here.
Like,
I want them glowing in the dark. Yeah, fluorescent. Yeah.
Or they're blue
so,
almost.
Like, I think those are like some, just some off, not, off the wall, but they're like things you might
off-beat,
not think
yeah.
above.
Right.
Think about, but anything to build the confidence, I think having your eyebrow shaped. I mean,
that's
shaping?
A big thing now with women, like eyebrows and eyelashes, which when I was growing up wasn't really like a big thing, but now it like everyone's doing like microblading.
Yeah,
I had to look it up one time. I didn't even know what it is. It's like a tattoo, right? Like you're tattooing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or you can do like a powder brow, which is like putting a semi-permanent color. It's like a baby tattoo. It's like right underneath the skin, so it's superficial and it's mm-hmm. very. It's not painful, but it does fade.
Okay,
but it's not like your old school like tattooing that permanent makeup.
Right.
Yeah, because I would think like, okay, so you get that tattoo shit done. And then you get Botox, and like me, your brow drops. And then what are you going to do when it's tattooed on there?
You have to go see Carrie to help you out.
Yeah, you got to go see Carrie to have her laser it off.
I don't know about that laser. And even like my favorite thing is the brow lamination. And you
what
can get
is that.
Brow lamination is like perming your eyebrows, and it makes your eyebrow hair stand up.
And like stay in
and
place.
Stay, but it's just everything, from the neck up is about balance. And when something is balanced, whether you're doing it with makeup or with injectables or other stuff, it makes you to have compliments and be perceived by other people
like when your face is symmetric,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. So I could teach you how to line your lips with lip liner and it will brighten up your whole fucking face because your Cupid's bow and your mouth shape is on. But in the so yeah,
we needed to do this, please.
Why do you think I'm like a koala bear with her when I met her? I was like, holy shit. And I like that because, you know, I've had a Botox a few times, never successfully. I always have a brow drop because I have, you know, a gorilla, silverback gorilla two head.
You do have a challenging forehead.
I have a very challenging forehead. And so I just gave up on it. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, I stay out of the sun. I take care of myself. I'll just live with it. And then about 6 months ago or 4 months ago, I ended up getting some Botox and I was like, man, I don't think we should do this. Sure enough, I warned them, sure enough, my brow dropped. So I was really like, I'd have to paint it on to make it match the other one because I was like,
you look stroked out.
I look like I was Dwayne the Rock. And I have fucked up eyebrows anyway. They look like boomerangs. Like I have a really high natural arch. So does my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of given up on it. Then I started, you know, looking into this halo laser for mm-hmm. like resurfacing because I have large pores. And I didn't want like okay, obviously can't get a facelift, but I wanted something that would, you know,
tighten, brighten,
get rid of the pores, the pigmentation. So I heard about Halo, and Dan actually told me about Halo. I got Halo done. I don't think it was aggressive enough, and I was like, yeah, like it looked great for a month, and then I was like, oh man. So I just was really just kind of giving up. I use good products. I stay out of the sun. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then I hear about her. I was in there buying products because I get stuff from Dan's office. And Katie, she goes, oh, my God, you got to meet Carrie. I go, who's Carrie? She said, Dan's, like, you know, medical esthetician nurse. I'm like, what? So she tells me about her. I'm like, I want to make an appointment. So I get on Carrie's book, get an appointment, go in there. We just, like, spent the first 45 minutes just talking.
Just shooting the shit.
I mean, like, we felt like we'd known each other forever.
We didn't leave till 9 o'clock at night. Do not let her.
Yeah. I was the last appointment. And I think we probably end up talking for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't even touched me. And I liked because she was finishing my sentences. And it was like, she understood my challenges. And uh-huh. she wasn't like, oh, well, you need this. And you need injectables. And you need this. And, you know, she was just explaining to me the options and kind of the combination treatments. Well, if you do this and this, then you'll do this. And what are you listening to me, not just trying to.
The plan is really important.
Yeah.
To me. It's making sure that you have a treatment plan and that they're, you know, realistic and are they in your beauty budget? And your main concern, I like to hear what the patient has to say, but also when I'm talking to them, no one's safe just regardless. Like mm-hmm. I can be talking to you or the girl at Target and I'm like, she a little bit of a chin and her jawline would look so snatched. Like I just, it doesn't turn off for me.
Uh-huh.
And
she
it's
was
a blessing
doing that.
And a curse.
Yeah.
But I'm assessing because when they're talking to me, their muscles are moving. That's them at their natural mm-hmm. state. So
and that's
I'm,
your job.
Yeah.
To like notice the things that right. are going to really improve their appearance.
And what I liked is it wasn't like I said, okay, I want to make an appointment for Botox. I just said, I need to go see her. And she literally was look exactly like she said, but she was listening to what I said. She's like, okay, well, you know, what are you really looking for? Like, I want to give you what you want and I want this to be effective, but I also, you know, want it to be realistic for you. So I felt like it wasn't somebody that just was like, okay, lay down. Where do you want the Botox? Or, okay, lay down, mm-hmm. you know, we'll do this laser and not, you know, everything falling on deaf ears. It was like she was processing it. And like kind of taking me on this journey. Well, we did this because I'm like, listen,
yeah, she's putting together a personal plan right. for you and right. what you're comfortable with.
I'm like, is this realistic to think, you know, like I've lost 18 pounds. I have 20 more to go. What do you think? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. And well, we need to do this. And I'm like, yeah, how did my chat? Yeah, I've got spots there. Like it was insane. And I'd never connected with somebody who was just a cool chick like that. Who also was listening to me, not just trying mm-hmm. to put shit in my face
uh-huh.
and trying to make me look like the Joker. You know, she was like listening. She's like, okay, well, hey, we can start this now. We can get this, you know, what was the treatment that you had?
The true skull.
Yeah. She's like, we can do this now. And so she's like hooking stuff up and gets this going. And she's like, and you know what? I can lift that eyebrow. I'm like, Carrie, I love you, girl. I don't know you, but I'm telling you, I've never had anybody successfully.
Uh-huh.
I just haven't, including Dan. And that's nothing bad to say about Dan's a master surgeon, right? Like he doesn't have time for that shit. But everyone made my brow drop. And she's like, just trust me. And I was like, you know what? I'm whatever you think.
Sold, yeah.
And so, like two little things here, there. The next morning, I look in the mirror and I'm like, that bitch was right. And I told Audra right away.
That's when Tara was sold. She was like, we got to bring Carrie in.
I was
like,
texting her. I'm like, oh my God, she's so cool. And I really, even if you, I don't care what you did, if you were a school teacher or whatever, like, she's just such a cool little bright spot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful inside and out. And actually listening, not just thinking, oh, what can I sell her? And this is what we have a special on this week. And, oh, this is what mm-hmm. you need. It's like, what do you want? And let me see how we can get there. Not, this is what you need. And listen, in this industry, you know, Carrie, most people that you go to, it's like, oh, well, you need to do this. And have you ever thought about this without listening to me uh-huh. first? And so that was really refreshing, and I really appreciated it. And sure enough, she literally, for the first time ever, got my eyebrows.
Right.
And I'm like, what about, yeah, like the microblading? She's like, don't do that. Just let me even out your eyebrows before you think. And that was refreshing. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, oh, yeah, you need to do that.
Pushing
you know?
Everything
yeah.
on you.
Yeah, she's just like, no, let's just see how this is, mm-hmm. and then we'll, you know, reassess. Mm-hmm. So just having somebody who's a nurse with her experience and knowledge was so refreshing.
That is
because
awesome.
That's big. I mean, plastic surgery is huge in Florida and huge in Tampa. And try to go to a place that's really going to listen to you
mm-hmm.
and really kind of explain, you know, what your treatment, what your options are, not just,
right.
I'm going to do this
right.
for you.
That was the only good thing about me living in Detroit is like I was like a nine.
Oh,
because I was living
up.
In like I was living in San Diego and I went to school in Santa Barbara and I'm like, ugh. But then I went to Detroit. I'm like, I'm a model now. So this is cool.
You're still a model, bitch.
I have a question for you because our demo is mostly men, probably between the ages of like 30 and 54.
Mm-hmm.
Are men coming in to get work done?
Oh, yeah.
Straight men.
I know.
I'm sure I know a lot of, you know, gay guys come in, I'm sure. But like, as
oh,
far as straight
really
men.
I haven't really had any here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about what like straight guys are getting done.
They are. Let me tell you that. They're at first, it's a business deal. I have to get them to trust me
mm-hmm.
and almost make it to be like, look, I'm dating you, pretend that, and I will not make you look feminine. We won't tell anybody. You're going to look so cut, like you're going to look so just more youth, like younger
uh-huh.
that, you know, I would never be, you know, like I would never date someone that would look crazy. So
right.
I kind of have to turn it into this deal because they are just
like
they're
a reassuring
scared,
them
like a reassuring and then keep it quick and to the point
mm-hmm.
which I have a hard time with sometimes and then you know price they want to know the price but not just the price but over the next year like a long term like it's a situation.
So what are they doing? Botox? Is that what you see mostly?
Yeah. Botox and then TruSculpt submental jawline filler.
They want it more like a, just a sharper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jawline.
They
okay.
have like more of like a recessed chin or, you know, more submental fat mm-hmm. underneath the jawline. Because that angle, you know, getting that angle on a man is going to make them look like 10 pounds more chiseled.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that angle on a female, they're going to think they lost. Somebody's going to say, did you lose weight? Because
right.
That bone is just, it's attractive.
Uh-huh.
And
so
and
guys
so,
do Botox though a lot?
Oh yeah. But guys Botox, but there's a masculine way to do Botox. And
what
then
is it like forehead? Is that
yeah,
what they do?
Forehead in between the eyebrows, eyes,
okay.
mainly upper face.
Okay.
Yeah. Because guys, you know, they can look like they're frowning and it's like acceptable. And then, you know,
they don't have resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
yeah.
And then their skin's a little thicker and they just, mm-hmm. there's a difference in their, in a man's lower face. I'm a huge lower face injector. Like I'll inject a female's lower face before I'll even go their upper face sometimes.
Interesting.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever have men that do lip injections?
I have had a few, and
really?
Honestly, it makes me, I understand men's lips are thin, and I don't, I'm a little old school.
Why
I think
is that?
That
would look goofy.
It's, but it's acceptable no matter what they have, honestly.
And oftentimes they'll have, like, facial hair surrounding it,
yeah.
so it's, like, less noticeable.
Yeah. If I was dating a guy and he had lip injections, I couldn't go on anymore.
I don't know if
so
I could do
I
that
like,
either.
I wouldn't like that either. But I do like nice lips, but I like nice natural.
You know, I don't know. It's just girls don't go for that if guys are listening. Like, we like your arms and like hands and like that's body parts.
But
and
you know
a good
what
jawline.
Sucks? Speaking of that, this is what sucks. And it's true.
What sucks?
And it's true. Men, they age gracefully. We don't give a shit if they have wrinkles. We don't care if they might have a little bit of a gobbler.
Yeah.
We don't care if they're 20 pounds overweight. Women, two things. You better not age and you better not gain weight. Period. That's what sucks.
Or have saggy knees.
Or have saggy knees or need to lose 5 pounds.
You know what else sucks? Is a guy can take a piss and lose 20 pounds in one day.
Oh, I know. That's what really sucks. They literally lose weight so quickly.
But here's the thing. They don't want to. Like I know a couple guys that had COVID and they were freaking out that they were going to lose weight. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm taking those 5 pounds off. But that's because they want to be bigger.
That's my husband. Right. He struggles to be 200 pounds and keep weight on. He works out all the time. He eats very clean, but tons of calories. He struggles to keep weight on, and I want to punch him in the face. I mean,
but you don't want a skinny guy, though. So no, it's right. Dude. So that's why he wants to put on weight.
But I will say the love handle area is a big area for TruSculpt patients or even LiFO patients for men. And so that, you know, you think of, you know, men age more this way underneath the chin, underneath the jawline, and then tear trough, like the underneath the eyes where it looks, they've lost volume, they look tired.
Oh, okay.
That's that's an area that bothers them.
Interesting. Are they coming in with their wives or is it something that they don't want anybody to know about? Or are they single and I imagine that they just got divorced.
It's all the above.
They just got divorced and they're trying to get back in the dating game and they're like, make me hot, please. Carrie, make me hot.
Yeah, they're dating. Yes. Okay. They're getting older, but they like a young, of course, they like some, you know, people that are, girls that are younger.
Guys like younger chicks. What?
Oh, no.
I've never heard
older
of that.
Men like younger chicks?
So not these listeners. Not these listeners. They love old fat broads. That's why they love me.
Men that come in with their girlfriends or wives. Probably more of girlfriend boyfriend. Where they're like, oh yeah, I want you to do Botox on him. Do this, this, and this, and they haven't gotten the ring yet. And they're definitely going to do what their girlfriend says.
What?
So, yeah.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. They're sort of like trying to impress her, I guess.
Single, by the way.
I'm the only single person I know on the planet. I'm learning.
That is not true.
I know. I'm like half kidding, but like also half
It's scary out there. If I got divorced, I probably would. I wouldn't date or I wouldn't. I think it's just scary out there. As you get older.
Yeah, definitely things are certainly changing from when I was like 29.
33, whatever.
I'm not like old.
I didn't get married till I was 40.
I totally get it. It's just been like it's a struggle. And one of the things I realize why I feel like I'm having some problems is that I have zero single girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Here, at home, across the pond, like all of my friends everywhere are in relationships, so which is totally fine, but they don't want to go do single girl shit, obviously. And
but
if they do, I feel
of
like
them
I'm
happy.
But do they have single brothers?
Oh, here we go.
Single friends?
No. Like, I've met, this is like a friend of a friend, just one. And I have a lot of friends here in Tampa. I've been here for 5.5 years now. And I know one girl who is single and she's 35 and that's it. But all my other 25 friends all made it, which is fine, which is good.
I know a lot of single girls here.
I know zero.
You're hanging in the wrong circles.
So I feel like that's a problem because like when I want to go out and maybe like go to a bar and you know post up, they're like, well, can I bring my boyfriend? I'm like, no, get out of here. So you know, I think that is something that I didn't realize was a thing, and then they don't want to do like because they want to go home at a decent hour and shit like that, which is totally fine. And to be honest with you, I don't really want to go out that much either. And I'm on all the dating apps and doing all the things, but you know, I'm just hitting a roadblock, I guess.
It's a tough time in general. The world's screwed up for real.
Yeah.
So a lot of people aren't making changes. So that's why I asked, are a lot of them happy? Because then you get a lot of women who can't be alone. So
absolutely,
they'll settle for you know mediocrity. versus being single.
Oh, I don't envy them.
They might not
them.
Be that happy.
No,
but
I don't envy them. I'm just saying they're not helping me out when I want to go out on the town. That's what I'm saying. But
well,
I also have to take into account that, like, I'm like, you don't know me very well or at all, but like, I'm kind of a weirdo. So it's hard to match a weirdo.
We're
with
all
someone.
Weirdos.
Yeah, but I'm like really fucking weird. Like, I'm like, like, I know most of my friends are like kind of like in that like basic bitch. And I say that like complimentary, kind of that basic bitch category where they can get along with a lot of different people. And like, I can't, like, I have like zero chill. So I just, it's, you know, it's just going to take more time to find a good fit. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I was,
but in the meantime, like, make me hot, please.
Oh, I love a project.
So,
First of all, you're already hot.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of like, I've never really been into, I don't really know even how to put on makeup. Like I think my mom, I think I just watched my mom do it, but I've never like watched like makeup tutorials. I kind of have crazy hair, so I just, you know, I can't really style it.
If you're into it, I used to work for MAC. I used to work for Estee Lauder, Clinique, and MAC.
Can you do a makeup tutorial?
I was a makeup artist all through
college.
Yeah, same here. All throughout college, grad school, even high school. And so that's why I love makeup. I mean, people make fun of me.
This is why you got girlfriends.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, can we do like a makeup tutorial or something so I like know exactly what to do?
Yes, because you don't even, you know, it's all about definition. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even about putting crazy colors on your eyelids. Uh-huh. Like, I don't even wear a really eyeshadow. I just define my eyes. Like, man, less is more, but we got you.
Okay. Done deal.
We'll do some injectable makeup.
We got the mask.
Injectable
right
makeup.
Here.
Yeah. Ooh,
like,
okay.
Like, if I can show you the like where I would inject, you know, I don't know, cheek filler on you, that's where you put your blush on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She can teach you how to actually apply it
on the surface.
Can show you how to eye it.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, I like
look
that.
At this. Tag
I like
team.
That.
Love it.
Tag
it's all
team.
About confidence. So everything that even like Dan does and you know, that I do at the end of the day. It's, I want my patients to walk in that room and have so much confidence from when I first met them, like when they come back. Uh-huh. So seeing that extra pep in their step, or they're like, hey, I'm seeing somebody. I'm like, yeah, you are. Your Botox kicked in.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just, there's been so many stories of my patients the last 20 years that are just these confidence building stories, and they're just so grateful. And the light is back in their eye, and it could be something just really like
PRX. I mean, talk about PRX.
Yes, I know.
Okay. She was telling me about this right before you showed
up. This shit's insane.
I know it sounds crazy too. And honestly, it's almost so hard to explain because the science behind it is like, how the fuck can that happen?
Okay.
But it's such an experience. It's a skin treatment and it's in a new category of skin treatments. There's no downtime and you can apply it on any skin type, and it is going to target skin sagging, pores, texture, this glow, and melasma. So and it's, you don't, there's nothing, you put it on and I see you every week to 2 weeks, and I reapply it for at least 4 treatments. It's also done on the body for like sagging, crepey skin. And the way that it's delivered, it's also talked about being like a no peel, because the chemicals in it are the biggest one's TCA, and you think of a TCA peel, you're gonna have a lot of peel, like that Sex in the City. Okay. When Samantha got that big red peel, you know, like everybody talks about,
like
that.
A tomato.
So imagine that being delivered so deep in the skin that anything else above it makes your skin just snatch back. I mean, but you automatically look amazing once you apply this. It takes me 15 minutes to put it on you, and you go through a treatment series, and then you just maintain it.
You don't peel it off? You just leave it on?
Put it on.
Just like a serum.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And then you're on your way. Yep. And it's in combination. I do it like with hydrofacials, microneedling, other skin tightening, lasers for pigment. Like, it can be put on by itself or in combination with these other treatments. And I mean, it's like you have to see this before and after. It's like you have to just experience
I can tell
it.
I just sent
you a picture.
Oh, okay.
Keeping track of her pictures.
I sent a picture of their brochure. So I had heard about it, and I'd done some research online, and I thought, there is no way. Especially like it shows this crepey chest. I sent her a picture of their brochure.
Yeah.
It shows like this crepey chest, and then the after picture, it's like tight. It almost looks like a laser treatment, but it's literally just a clear serum that she puts on your face. So I asked her about it, and she was like,
and like stretch marks,
and not a lot of people know about it, and not a lot of people are doing
about it.
And she's like, yeah, I know about it. Look, I can do it. And I'm like, oh my God. Because literally not, I don't think a lot of people in Tampa, maybe two or three, and I know not a lot in Florida. So when she knew about it, I was stoked, and I can tell a difference. So I have some, you know, discoloration.
We've only did one treatment on her. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's it. And so I want to have a series, and then I might want to do like that halo laser, just because I have a lot of, I mean, I'm a lot older than you, Anna. And I mean, I have some pigmentation problems. So, you know, that's how old I am. That it starts with that.
Yeah.
And it ends with this.
I don't believe it.
I know. Yeah,
I don't either.
I know.
I mean, I can't even fucking say it on the air. So, you know.
Well, you don't look like it and you don't act like it. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I sure as hell don't act like it. We know that.
That's good though.
But yeah, just seeing that. It's a serum. And there, she's like, there's no downtime. You don't have to do anything to your face. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. I went back to work. And like, no, it just is.
Right.
Like,
you're not
going
to look
serum.
Like a red tomato.
It's a specific delivery. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to apply it with 3 pounds of pressure. It literally comes with a scale when you purchase the whole treat, like, you know, to sell. And so I have to practice 3 pounds of pressure because I am delivering the TCA beneath the skin to the dermis. So I'm bypassing the epidermis, which is where it's usually applied. That's why you peel.
Uh-huh.
And so it's TCA and it's combined with hydrogen peroxide. And being a nurse and I'm a little bit more science brained, I'm like, I mean, I sometimes still am like, how does that? I mean, it took me a while to wrap my head around the science until I just had to fucking try it and then experience it. And then it made more sense.
Uh-huh.
But so the ingredients, when they're applied to the skin with this amount of pressure, are delivered to the dermis, and that's where the magic happens.
Ah, okay.
It's crazy. Like I said, it's a whole new category.
Well, I
of
take
treatments
both of your
peel,
words for
so
it.
We definitely
your skin will be
one.
Glowing. It's crazy.
I want her to have like a whole experience with
it. Awesome.
Yeah,
that is so cool. And I can tell that you really enjoy what you do,
I do.
You find it very rewarding. When people come in
very
and they're
true.
More confident and you did that for them.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You give them kind of like a new lease on life and make them feel better about themselves.
Yes.
And it really does. I mean, confidence really is everything.
It is.
And you have to do work on the inside too, obviously. But it certainly helps when, you know,
the
True
does.
Sculpt ID really helped me out. Because I always felt like my legs were my money makers. And I started to turn like, I think it was like 32, 33. And I was getting some cellulite like on the front. And for some reason, it didn't bother me on the back of my legs. I'm like, that's where cellulite belongs. But it was like on the front, like, what the hell's going on? I go to the gym all the time. I eat reasonably well. Like, what's going on? And it's just like, it's just a genetic thing that I couldn't really help. But after 2 sessions with TrueSculpt, I'm like, fuck yeah. And with the intermittent fasting, that is money.
Hey, that is straight
that
money.
That is money. That is straight money. So that in combination with that, I mean, I've been
so
feeling
you've only
really,
done
really
two,
good.
You only did two
I
treatments?
Did 2 sessions, and the second time was a lot better because I knew my skin wasn't burning. Because the first time, I wasn't convinced. I was like, I think it's burning off. And she's like, you're
it
fine.
It is a little warm there because it heats up quicker.
Yes.
Because it's the tissue is different. Mm-hmm. So very true.
But it did feel like a little bit of a burn, but then the second time just knowing that I was okay and it stops
fat. Second time,
yes, that's very true. So yeah, it was great. But Carrie, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh gosh,
and,
y'all are so welcome. I'm
spreading
so excited.
Your knowledge and the gospel of beauty. So I really appreciate it. Tara, thank you for your time as well.